we face a lot of problems, especially in January, and a lot of children die because of disease. Measles and other diseases, malaria. The major disease was the measles. Kill a lot of children.
In all this situation, you've been a leader all this period. How have you been handling these issues?
Just to encourage people, because we face a lot of problems if somebody move outside, got killed, because many people were killed when they try to go outside to collect firewood, someone go to get water when there was no enough water for UN compound. Many people were killed. And still also encourage them, let us be patient. Maybe this situation will change.
So at the moment, how is the situation of your people who are here at the POC site? There's an extension of a camp that is at least larger than where you were when you experienced too much congestion.
Yeah.
How is it like now?
This time is better than last time when we were in whole POC. It was very low police, a lot of blood until now. People were suffered there, and many people got sick because of congestion. There's no way. When we come here in New POC, it's better than that place because that's a good space. People can move around, and it's good. And the way also it designed inside of construction, we feel, of course, we secure. It's better than that place, than old POC.
Now it's already 1 year when many people in South Sudan do stay amid this conflict with lots of suspicion, mistrust. What are your expectations in the coming year, especially when it comes to integrity of the nation?
In coming year, as now people talk about peace, if peace conduct in the way people can live in peace, it will appear when the people accept peace. Now, because we see many people, they do not want peace. If they do not want peace, South Sudan will be like this. Why the peace delays? I do not know when peace will come. God knows. And how peace will come, God knows.